This is a generalized geologic interpretation of the seismic line previously shown. One can see the West Florida slope leading to the top of the West Florida escarpment that drops down, more gently in this particular diagram, but still much steeper than the slope, to the deep Gulf of Mexico. As mentioned, there is a pronounced boundary within the sedimentary succession known as the Mid-Cretaceous Sequence Boundary, or MCSB. It divided the light brown-colored section from the yellow-colored section. At the West Florida escarpment is a vertical black column, which has been identified as a reef. Not a coral reef, but one made up of bivalves forming a solid rocky community. These bivalves, or rudists, formed widespread shallow water living rocky reefs at the edges of carbonate platforms during the early Cretaceous period. Note that the vertical extent of this reef structure abruptly ends at the MCSB. The sediments, now well-cemented carbonate rocks, landward or eastward in light brown color of this shallow bivalve reef, were formed in shallow water as well. By shallow water, we mean probably less than 50 meters, and probably more like 10 meters of water. Certainly, it had to be shallow enough so light could easily reach the seafloor to provide photosynthesis for carbonate-secreting plants and animals to live in great abundance. But these shallow water reefs and carbonate sediments are covered by much deeper types of sediments. Here, in yellow color, we find pelagic sediments, shells of small organisms that live near the surface of the ocean, but whose remains sunk to great depth well below the photic zone into darkness. The photic zone is the upper portion of the ocean into which enough sunlight can penetrate to drive photosynthesis. It can widely vary in depth, but generally is not much more than 100 meters deep. Deeper than 100 meters, the ocean is dark. The modern seafloor above the ancient shallow water reefs is now about 1,500 meters deep. The seafloor that was once maybe 10 meters deep is now 1,500 meters deep, or even deeper. What happened? Why did this shallow water, highly carbonate sediment productive environment suddenly, in geologic time, become so deep? Essentially, the shallow water carbonate sediment producing community drowned. How did this happen? What caused this environmental crisis? The abrupt vertical transition from shallow water rocks to deep water rocks lying above them is revealed by the mid-Cretaceous sequence boundary. By age dating these rocks below and above this boundary, we know that this occurred about 100 million years ago.